Hello everyone! Welcome to the Excel English Podcast. I'm Mina, I'm an English teacher, and I'm a...
What?
A podcast lover.
Okay.
I almost forgot.
Yeah. Alright, well, my name is Mary Lou, I'm an English teacher, and I'm a... migraine haver. Alright, this is an educational podcast where you can learn English light and easy.
英会話教室 Excel English の無料体験を受けたい方は Excel English で検索してね。 If you want to practice speaking English with us, be sure to check our website excel-english.com for a free trial lesson.
And if you find this show helpful, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
How much do you love our show? We want microphones. Give us some love. Show us some love by donating to ko-fi, that's coffee with a dash in the middle, .com/exlenglish. Now let's start the show. Woohoo! Dive right in.
Okay.
I feel like it's a weekend already, but it's not.
It's not. Because we usually record our podcast around
Tuesdays,
right?
Tuesday. Or maybe, yeah, Tuesdays. So we feel like, yeah, it's a weekend, but no, it's only a Monday. But I think I'm gonna publish it today, I guess.
I think
yeah,
so.
It's been more than a week since we last uploaded.
Mm-mm.
Anywho.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm a podcast lover. Yay. Actually, I do like podcasts. I do like listening to podcasts. However, I feel like I like producing podcasts more.
Yeah, because I just had this... I just remembered that maybe in a previous episode, I mentioned like me being a podcast lover too.
Okay, okay.
More like listening to.
Listening, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a nice twist.
I know, right? Plot twist.
Yeah.
I love producing podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, as you know, Mary Lou and I have been producing podcasts. And it's going to be almost a year now since
really?
We started. Yeah.
Yeah, we started
it
in February.
It was on February 9th, I think. So in about in a week's time,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be our anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's celebrate.
Happy first birthday.
Happy
Chad.
First birthday to Excel English Podcast. Almost. Almost birthday.
Yep.
Yes. And then, so in the beginning of this year, Mary Lou and I have decided to produce another podcast. But it's not anything related to education,
mm-hmm.
whatever, or like anything related to English. It's not in English. It's mm-hmm. just, I feel like it's a recount of our life here in Japan and our... musings mm. and our, you know, thoughts and ideas about it.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel like in the future, I would like to go back to all of those episodes that we have done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just... I think it's gonna be a good laugh just listening to our, you know, let's say 5-year younger self mm-hmm. or like 10-year younger self. Huh, what was I saying at that time, you know?
Yeah, that's right. It would be fun to, like, listen to your younger self.
Right?
Like, talk.
This is amazing. You know, it's like a time capsule.
True.
Right? So, down the road, I would love to, you know, listen to our episodes again. And then it's also a good way for us to connect to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of our friends are also working abroad and they have like, you know, really interesting experiences too.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to chat about it with them and also hear what they have to say. So, yeah, it's keeping our relationship and connections alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also love, you know, I'm talking about my thoughts because I feel like I'm more... I understand myself more when I'm vocalizing my thoughts rather than just, you know, keeping them inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mainly, you know, a good thing for me. It's a selfish, I have a selfish reason for producing podcasts. Who knows? We might produce another podcast next year.
Yeah.
one podcast every year.
Wow. We have a lot to listen to now.
You will have a lot to listen to. But that one is in Filipino, so I don't think our students would be able to get it. So if you learn Filipino, then good for you.
Yeah, but for our Filipino listeners, if we have any, they would definitely enjoy listening to that one.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because I think there are still Filipinos who are listening to our podcast. Maybe they're trying to learn English from us too.
Oh, really?
I guess. Yeah, we're reaching many places in the world. Yeah, but mostly our audiences are from Japan.
Yeah.
Japan, the U.S., Italy. Those are the top three. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how our podcast was able to penetrate that market, but yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Cool, right?
Cool. That's really cool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would, of course, like, because we, this podcast is for like Japanese listeners, so that's normal. It's natural. US, so I was like also thinking how we have listeners there. But wow, Europe.
Yeah, we're also reaching Europe. Hola.
Global.
Hola, Italy.
What is hello in Italian? I have no idea.
Hello?
Isn't that German? No. Is that even
in German?
How do you say hello like in
hello
German?
In German is.
I was like very.
Hello. Cool. I think it's hello. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Like that. I sound like a minion.
Hello. Okay, that's really
good. Anyway, I love podcasts. Yay, podcast is live.
Please listen to our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And share. And give 5 stars.
Okay, before I forget, so I am a migraine haver. It's not related to podcasts. I don't get migraines when I listen to them. I love podcasts, so it has nothing to do with that. But recently, I don't know why. You definitely know about it. Like, I've been complaining about it to you recently. My migraines are quite bad. It's strange because I felt like it was already gone for like a long time.
And then suddenly it came back.
And then
the ghost of the past, of my
migraines. Because today, like, I mean, before this, I was talking to my student and she mentioned something about her friend having bad migraines too.
Oh, okay.
So it's not
how
it's
bad
not just
is
me.
It?
Like, maybe the same thing. Like, she mentioned something about, like, you know, like vomiting
throwing up.
Yeah, that bad. I actually felt a little bit like that kind of sick a few days ago when I had it.
Yeah,
and then I told her that
there
are
where
only
it's
two.
Coming from.
Yeah, I am not really sure. I didn't research about it, but I told her that there are like two main reasons why I get it.
Yeah,
it's either that it's gonna rain the next day, or later that day, or it's like too cold. So those two reasons. And then the last week, like we had both. We had rain.
Yeah, low pressure and cold weather.
Yeah, so it was terrible. I had it for days. I took medicine, but nothing helped. Yeah, and maybe I also like lack sleep. I don't know. Maybe that week. So there you go.
Who knows?
Hopefully, in the future, I will be migraine free.
Yeah. Sounds like a virus.
I know, right?
Or like addiction or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it ruins
terrible.
My day.
I know how it feels. Definitely.
Right. Okay. I don't want to be a downer or something, because yours, like, your intro was like so good, so fun and positive, and then suddenly like migraines. But yeah, our topic today is going to be something, you know, more fun and hopeful.
Okay. Yay.
Yeah. So in the previous episode, we talked about like, what did we talk about? We talked about doable
New Year's resolutions.
So Well, the beginning of the year is always that time when you talk about, when you reflect on your previous year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you think about or imagine.
Imagination.
Yeah, what you'd like to do and you'd like to be in the future.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yes. So in the, well, you also mentioned this earlier, like us, like producing or like starting this new podcast.
Yeah.
With one of our dear friends.
With one of our dear friends.
I mean, we had this episode with one of our dear friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Who gave me this idea. Like, it gave me a really good...
a really good topic.
Yes.
For today. Okay.
Like, just connected. Mm-hmm. Not disconnected, but... well, connects well to what I want to talk about
yeah.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, yeah, anyway, we talked about many things, like our current situation,
yeah.
hitting our 30s, love, career, mental health. And then she asked us this question that stuck to me. And what that was, what do you imagine yourself doing if you are forced to quit this job?
Mm-hmm.
That you currently have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought that that question is a really nice topic for us to talk about today.
Yeah.
In the podcast. And so we're going to do a lot of imagining and daydreaming of a future that's more positive and hopeful.
Yeah.
So teacher Mina, tell me, what do you imagine? It's like a Miss Universe question.
Yes, judges.
Okay, Miss Philippines. Teacher Mina is
on the runway.
Teacher Mina is a 29-year-old. Oh, quite old for pageants. But anyway, so this is your question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you imagine yourself doing after you're done working as a teacher?
What do you mean after I'm done working as a teacher?
Yeah, you're like either you.
Like
you,
how old am I?
Well, it depends how old you like to like either retire. Or feel like you want to change careers.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or you're forced, just like April asked us, if you're like forced to quit this job that you so love.
Yeah. I can't imagine doing anything else. I think I'll still be teaching.
You'll still be
I
teaching.
I am. Yeah, I
okay.
think. Of course, I told April that I wanted to work in the embassy, but she asked about a possible job other than teaching.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
thought, oh, I really want to work in the Philippine embassy somewhere, wherever I am, that uh-huh. kind of thing. So, yeah, I still see myself teaching,
okay.
in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I still see myself teaching. I still want to be around the kids and the students. And, of course, our grown-up students.
Uh-huh. No matter how old you
no
get.
No matter how old I get, I uh-huh. think, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I want to do that more. I mean, I still want to do that. It's a perfect job for me. Yes. And also, I see myself going back and forth to the Philippines and Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe working in Japan, vacationing in the Philippines, working in Japan, vacationing in the Philippines, vacationing in the Philippines, vacationing in the... a lot of vacation. Yeah, I think.
But it's never the other way around. Not working in the Philippines.
Not working
vacation
in the Philippines.
In Japan.
No. Okay. No. Please. Please don't. Stop.
It will be more expensive to take vacations in Japan.
In Japan, so. Yeah. I would not want to work in the Philippines and take vacations in Japan. In Japan, no.
It will be hard to afford that.
That's gonna be the worst idea ever.
Yeah. Totally.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And then I still imagine myself still being friends with Mary Lou.
Aww.
And doing lots of fun stuff, maybe many more podcasts.
So if we're 50, we'll have 50.
Yeah, we'll have 50 podcasts, yes. And then I see our family smelting together as if we're related. You know,
aww.
As if like I see our kids growing up together.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I see it,
but
really.
It's so, it's
Isn't
pretty.
It exciting?
It is.
Like, right? I want it. We will be the Mama Tomo.
You will be the Mama Tomo.
Mama
yeah.
Tomo, right? Yeah.
Interesting. It's
right?
a nice
It's so
thing
fun
to
think
about,
right? Yeah. So I still see that. And, you know, of course, I will be that that cool aunt to your kids. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna spoil them. But then with my own kids, I'm gonna be very, very strict, and you're gonna be that cool aunt for them too. Or maybe you're gonna be strict on them too.
I would allow
that, yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it's a nice thought, right? Mm. What else? That. Yeah, and I also picture myself being able to help and connect with more people. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. I just feel like in the future, I do not want to just, you know, do things for myself, but also, you know, help others. Maybe, you know, fight poverty in the Philippines, or like cure diseases, or, you know, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something bigger
than me.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, if God allows me to, you know, to have a lot of money, mm-hmm. I would definitely do that. Yeah. I promise. I think I'm not that selfish, I think. Anyway, yeah, those are the things I imagine myself doing. What about you?
I haven't prepared for this. In all honesty, yeah, but yeah, I agree. Like, I totally get why you said, like, you can't imagine yourself doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it's, we've been doing, like, teaching for not
10 years,
really, for a decade now, see? So
I think, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, like, something that you're already used to doing, mm-hmm. and of course you love doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would be forced to shift careers,
mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned this already too, like in our podcast with April, that episode, that I would want to, or I see myself studying or working.
An idol.
Yeah, as a singer.
Japanese idol. Japan idol.
Pursuing my career in music.
Okay.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm not a singer.
The next Brooke.
Wow.
Brooke. How do you pronounce her family name? Brooke.
I have
Ligertwood?
Ligertwood. Something like that. Yeah. Let's go with her maiden name.
Yeah, yeah.
Brooke Fraser.
Brooke Fraser. Yeah, that's easier to say.
Yeah. Music is probably just going to be a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself still... Yes, this is not a career, but pursuing something I like.
Okay.
I see myself taking voice lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, because I'm a frustrated singer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's one. And with career-wise, maybe...
I see you singing in vibrato.
Ooh, I love that. Like an opera singer.
Yeah, not really, but you know, having vibrato in the future.
I hope so. It's just so fun. Like, like imagining beautiful, like fun.
Okay,
things.
So you're gonna go into voice lessons.
Yeah,
you're gonna
and
get voice lessons.
Maybe like study something that has to do with psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see myself doing that. And
what about psychology?
Or it's one of my. It's always been one of my interests. I considered taking a degree that has something to do with that before. So. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's like educational psychology or clinical psychology.
What is educational psychology?
So it's like what we, I mean, that branch of like psychology has something to do with like the students and then.
Right. Okay. Like a counselor.
I think we had, yes. So we have mm-hmm. that. Stream,
I think
maybe
one, a few, three units.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
yeah. So that one, so it has something to do with education,
mm-hmm.
or something clinical. I think that would also be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are the two things. But other than that, I imagine myself having a vacation home near the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that. I love being near the beach. It's so relaxing.
But isn't it that there's more like low pressure areas? There are like typhoons start from the beach. What about your migraine though?
But I'll be migraine free.
I
imagine myself being migraine free.
By living near the beach. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Those things, I haven't really, like, I told you I haven't prepared for this part. Mm-hmm.
I do not want to live near the beach. It's gonna burn my skin.
Really?
I would rather live somewhere like, I don't know, it's just so hot near the beach, isn't it? Like, near the sea. It's much more hotter.
It's gonna be warmer, yeah, because you're in your body of water, but...
No, my skin is gonna get ruined.
So that's what I mentioned vacation home.
Oh, okay, yeah. You won't be living there. I see.
I will probably live there for like a week or so.
A week or so, like,
but not the entire time.
Yeah.
It will probably be quite boring too. It will get boring for someone who maybe enjoyed living in the city.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, those things. All right. Well, thank you for asking me about.
I also picture myself like being able to travel, you know, to many different places. Yeah.
Oh,
like
that's
maybe
nice.
Going around. Of course, Asia is interesting. The United States is interesting. South America.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to travel Africa one day.
Really?
At least, yeah, maybe see the. What see animals? The giraffes from afar. Like see the lion, see the tigers from afar, a cheetah or something like that. Yeah, I one of my students told me about her going on a trip to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she went to the Galapagos Island too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, to see turtles and
okay.
What are those? The big ones, the big turtles. I forgot what they're called. Anyway, and then yeah, and then she was on this safari, and she was riding this this jeep that's covered with, you know, like cages around it.
Okay.
And then she
was it dangerous?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, she did. She's a real you know, like animal lover.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she loves the wild.
Wild.
Yeah, she's a wild thing. I'm kidding. No, she just likes animals, and so she went there. I would like to go there one time, but I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows the future.
If you are, well, you're curious about these things, so I think you would.
Depending on the time that we have, but hopefully, yeah. Of course, Europe. I would love to go around Europe. Mm-hmm. As well, so many places to go, and hopefully it's the world will have been COVID free already.
Not migraine free.
Yeah,
COVID free. You go punch away. COVID in the face. Yeah. I felt
I'm
that.
Punching. I'm punching the air like.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So nice to think about, you know, happy things. Happy thoughts. Yeah, yeah. Just happy thoughts.
Indeed. Okay. So, on to our grammar highlight. You noticed, maybe our listeners and students have noticed that we use a lot of, like, words that are related to visioning. Like, having this vision in your mind. So, you have the words picture, see and imagine, so you use these as verbs
in
the sentences. So these are the words that we're going to use in our sentences for today. So those three words, of course, if you have more, then you can use more, be creative, but it has something to do with vision, like that.
Okay.
Then we're also going to use the reflexive pronoun myself.
Myself.
Yeah.
Because, me, myself, and I.
Because the person you imagine yourself doing the action is, of course, yourself. So we have myself. And then, of course, you have your subject, I see myself. And then followed by a gerund phrase, the ing.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine myself. Studying Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but something like that. Okay, so in your examples earlier, you have, I see myself going back and forth to the Philippines and Japan. You have, I still see myself teaching. And then, I imagine myself still being friends with me. Yay. I mean, in Mary Lou, yeah. And having lots of fun, doing lots of fun stuff. And I picture myself being able to help and connect with other people. So you can use see, picture, imagine, plus myself, plus your gerund or gerund phrase.
Right.
There you go.
Cool. Well, I hope our students would be able to use that, right?
Right. It's kind of cool also to use this phrase to talk about how you imagine yourself in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's also, this question is also like very...
job interview.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Just read my
mind. I know. Because it's always asked, right? What do you see yourself doing in the future? Like 5 years from now? Like 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good way to answer that question. A job interview.
True.
You can do it.
Okay.
Go.
So for the last part of this episode, I would like you to talk about or share with us how you see yourself in these times, these following situations.
Okay.
And so let's begin with the first one. On your next holiday.
You mean this weekend or the long holiday?
Long holiday.
Okay. I definitely see myself yielding shopping bags in SM.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, right. I'm yielding shopping bags here and there. Shopping in the Philippines. Huh?
Yes, this gives me the idea that we're already in the Philippines.
Yeah,
we can travel.
Yeah. Hoping for that to happen very soon.
You miss shopping in the Philippines?
I do. Yeah, and the food.
Yeah, yes.
I miss eating.
I miss SM.
SM and Jollibee, I miss.
Yeah, you sent me a video.
Yeah, I miss something. Jollibee chicken dog.
I hope they could bring Jollibee to Japan.
Yeah, really. I hope somebody sends me Jollibee from the Philippines, please.
And you were looking for listings of, or maybe
I haven't found. I mean, I haven't looked yet, but I hope there is one.
Okay, yielding
shopping bags.
SM shopping bags.
ASM. SM.
Shout out
to SM.
Okay, and the next one is 5 years from now.
5 years from now. Wait, I will have been, 35? No, 34.
Wow.
I'm only 29 now. So to speak. Let's see. 5 years. I definitely see myself having kids by then.
Oh, wow.
Of course. I'm going to have kids next year.
Okay.
How? Why? Yeah. But anyway, I definitely see myself having kids.
Married?
Of course. Mary Lou.
Marriage comes first.
Mary Lou. Are you gonna get babies first before having kids?
What if you decide to adopt? But yeah, anyway, I mentioned marriage, so...
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Oh gosh, that was...
Yeah, definitely having kids and, you know, just walking around with a child in front of me or, like, behind
children?
Me.
Children? Or just...
Children.
Children.
Yeah, at least maybe.
Two?
Maybe two. Yeah. Yeah, at least two kids.
Wow.
5 years from now.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. I'm looking forward to being a mom. I want to be a mom. I want to have a baby.
Okay. All right. Next is in your 50s.
In my 50s. Wait, 50s. Ooh, that's like my mom's age right now. Mm. Well, I still definitely see myself teaching. Fifties. Yeah, I'm teaching, and I don't know. I can't imagine. I can't imagine anymore.
Like teaching in a school. Do you imagine yourself teaching kids or university students?
In my 50s, I don't think so. I do not want to be, you know, like dancing with kids anymore. in my 50s.
Will you still be dancing to BTS?
Oh yeah, of course.
Right?
I will. Yeah, we will be going to BTS concerts still. Yeah. Let me see. Well, I definitely see myself, you know, enjoying, you know, close to retirement with Jungkook.
So he's gonna be the father of your children.
Yeah, he's gonna be the father of my kids, of course. Duh. Who else? Who do you think am I gonna be married to? Definitely Jungkook.
Okay.
What about you? What would you be doing in your 50s?
Hopefully, like taking care of my grandchildren.
Oh, okay. You'll have grandchildren by then.
50s, yes. My mom, yeah, I think she had, Oh.
You're already 29.
No, she was probably, so probably not.
Probably not grandchildren.
No, because, because my sister, yeah, she had my sister when she was 22.
Yeah, she was young then.
Yeah, so. If my children would have children early, at an early age, then that's possible. But 50s,
oh my God.
Maybe like hanging out with my amigas, I mean, with my friends.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
I see myself ballroom dancing.
Oh, nice. Yeah, flamencoing.
Right?
Okay. Sounds nice. Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, sounds my fun. Gosh. I can see myself very clearly like 5 years from now or on my next holiday, but not in my 50s. I have it's so vague.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't reached that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask my mom how she feels about being 50.
Right. Yeah, but I feel like you'd still be like doing some business or...
Probably, yeah.
Like running a business.
I would be, yeah. I think I will be running a business or something like that. I just don't know what yet. I always tell my students
hopefully
about
not monkey business.
I hope not. Yeah, just a dirty business.
Yeah.
I always tell my students this, that I really do see myself you know, establishing my own business. I just don't know what. What kind of business am I gonna do?
Well, you would need more imagining.
I think, and also more experience. I think, yeah.
But I think you can
we'll
do
see,
it.
You know, sky's the limit.
This girl right here is born a businesswoman.
Born a businesswoman.
I feel like you're born.
It runs in the blood. My mom and dad were business. Yeah, used to be business people. Very gender neutral. Okay.
And then the last one would be retirement days.
Retirement days. Oh, this is harder.
They're harder. You see, that's why the
oh,
sequence.
Oh man, in my retirement days. Well, I see myself being in the Philippines.
Really?
By the time I retire, yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like, yeah. So this is maybe kind of like my long-term plan. Mm-hmm. I want to get permanent residency in Japan.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I'd get the eligibility to stay in Japan as long as I want.
Yeah.
And also, you know, be able to go back to the Philippines back and forth.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, I'd be in the Philippines, say, a couple of months, you know, during the cooler seasons. And then I come back to Japan, take care of my health, stuff like that.
All right. That is great.
Yeah, I want a PR. I want a permanent residency in Japan, but still keeping my Filipino citizenship. That's nice. A long-term goal.
Perfect.
Yeah, I do look into to my future every night. No, I'm kidding. Not every night. Every moment. No,
like right now.
Right now. I'm looking at it right now. But honestly, I really still see you and me still doing this thing together.
Maybe with less movements, because you'd be older by then.
Oh my God. Our voices would be shaking. We sound like ghosts.
I know. Wow, that was really nice. Thank you for daydreaming with me. Daydreaming.
Yes.
It's already night.
Night dreaming.
All right. Well, what about you? Our dear listeners, can you talk about how you see yourself in the future? Also, did you find this episode helpful? Please subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel and give us a 5-star rating and a thumbs up.
Do you want to practice more? Go to our website, exl-english.com, for a free trial lesson. Catch up with you soon!